Another day, another dollar here in post-apocalyptic America. And former President Trump is now demanding on his blog, immediate reinstatement as president or new election. So, same old divisive rhetoric from Trump, just doing his best to tear the country apart for his aging Rothschild masters. Speaking of the Rothschilds, you guys hear this little scandal that bubbled up? Trump apparently let a random Ukrainian woman walk around Mar-a-Lago, including in the secure areas where some of the documents were allegedly held. So it lets this random Ukrainian tourist and ne'er-do-well, just some random no-good Nick, and lets her walk around and get her nose into everything. And she's allowed to do this, no background check, no nothing. She's allowed to do this because she claims that she's a Rothschild. And Trump is such a money whore, so eager to kiss up to those above him on the social ladder, that he just let her have free reign of the whole place. So there are like a litter of random Rothschilds who exist. If you understand how the Rothschilds structured their money, for generations it was only passed down to the male heir. It was a means of consolidating their wealth and keeping it from being frittered away through marriages, right? Marriages to outside families. So eventually they stopped doing that. And now there are just a bunch of random Rothschilds who, you know, have a good life and party and invest in stuff privately and all that. And so Trump got duped. And so people who think Trump knows everything and he's got such a good, you know, such a good team of researchers around him. It's quite the opposite. He's really got nobody around him, aside from people like Mike Lindell and Jack Posobiec. Jack Posobiec, who single-handedly made people in the conservative movement believe that Pizzagate was not real. That guy and Sebastian Gorka will end up in hell one day. They'll end up in hell one day because that scandal was fully out, right? That scandal was fully cooked. We had the emails, millions of people were talking about it, and instead Jack Posobiec says, oh, it's just hysteria, like I'm some, you know, some lady in 18th century Victorian England who's lost my shit. Just a little hysteria. No, it was elites begging each other for walnut sauce and time in the torture chamber and organizing, quote, chicken sacrifices to Moloch. When you realize that these pedos refer to a young infant as a chicken. And that's all over their Instagram pages. Beautiful little chicken. Oh. And it's a picture of a toddler. These people in D.C. are total fucking freaks. I don't regret my role in outing them at all. The only thing I regret is that I didn't have the intuition at the time to realize Trump is either a complete fraud, owned by the Rothschilds and the Clintons and whoever else, owned by the Chupacabra. Or he's one of the most gullible and least effective leaders of the last 50 years. Either way, I don't want him back. Whoever the GOP candidate is who looks most promising against Trump, even if it's someone who hates weed and hates, you know, cryptocurrency, even if it's some culture warrior who really doesn't have much in common with me, I'm going to vote for them, and I'm going to give them the federal maximum contribution. I'm going to max out the contribution to whoever that Trump competitor is. Because Trump's a dud. 100% the guy is just the dud. And if that reaches only a few years, then it's worth it. Because he wasted 4 years of our country's time. And he pushed that vaccine, which he still defends. He defends the indefensible. And we can simply do better as a country. Thank you guys so much. And just a little community housekeeping here. So the newsletter, for those of you guys who don't get it, we sent out a survey earlier in the week. And at least me, whenever I get a survey email, like, do you have a few minutes to tell us what you think? It always immediately goes in my trash. I never respond to those emails. I almost never respond to a survey, right? Well, you guys are so, so engaged that 35 people at this point have responded to the survey. And I was just surprised by how high the ratings were for both this podcast and for the newsletter itself. So you guys really left a lot of positive feedback. And on that score, 1 to 10, a lot of 9s, a lot of 10s, which is great to see. Absolutely great to see. And just the sign to me that there are supporters out there. You know, I realize now that I kind of got waylaid a little bit, moving to the East Coast and being just totally pushed out of the way by these Trumpies. These Trumpies who pretended to be populists. Pretended to be populists, but they're heartless globalists who push mRNA clot shots on their own base. And they've done nothing for cryptocurrency. For populists to be anti-peer-to-peer money is kind of preposterous. They've done nothing for the gold and silver community. And they're just not the real thing. Again, the fact that Trump was so smitten by this grifter who claimed to be a Rothschild, let her have free reign of Mar-a-Lago just because of her purported last name. Trump's a snob. Total snob and a fake. And wasted our country's time. There's this lady on TikTok who follows me. And I clicked on her page. And it's like all these videos about how we need Trump back in office and he needs to save the Republic and we love Trump so much. Just, you know, Trump worship. And then her most recent videos are sobbing about how she's lost family members to the vaccine. This horrible vaccine. I've lost family members who had heart attacks within just days or weeks of getting the vaccine. And there's total cognitive dissonance. Who authorized that vaccine, lady? Who authorized it? Who continues to promote it? Every time he has a platform, every time he's on TV or on stage, he promotes that fucking cursed vaccine. And to just totally detach yourself from reality, right? We need Trump back in there, but he's the one who poisoned your family members. No, wake the fuck up already. Wake the fuck up. Who else, if not Trump? Anybody. Any decent conservative will work as the next president, right? Anybody, literally. And people ask this bullshit rhetorical question, who if not Trump? Somebody who's not a rigged fuck up, that's who. He had 4 years. Not only did he not bring down the deep state, he didn't even start. And he discredited this whole topic to the average person. All that filth about child trafficking and Moloch worship, it's all been folded into QAnon now. It's just the QAnon Comedy Central skit to the average American. It's almost shameful to talk about this stuff because it's been so discredited in the public eye. Trump had a hand in that. Trump did not do the job. Period. And so I see how much time it wasted. Me having this false hope that Trump would do anything. And these weird boomers with PhDs and huge Twitter followings. PhDs and backgrounds in government and stuff. Every single one of these cocksuckers said, oh, David, Trump cares more about bringing down John Podesta than anything. Oh, David, of course Trump's going to let cryptocurrency blossom. It's like gold, and Trump loves gold. Oh, David, you cunts. You absolute cunts. Again, I'm giving the federal max contribution to whoever looks like they're the strongest candidate against Trump in the primary. He didn't do the job. He's a Trojan horse. We don't need this repainted Trojan horse being rolled back into our city a second time around. No thanks. Keep the Trojan horse out this time. Divisive Trojan horse, probably owned by the elite families. Anybody who's friends with the Rothschilds for 35 years. Is not an above board and clean person. Anybody who's taken loans from the Rothschilds, as Trump did, took loans from them when his casinos were on the rocks, literally took loans from the Rothschilds. Also got funding from a George Soros connected real estate fund in the 1980s. And so anyway, we're just going to keep doing our thing. And I see from the newsletter feedback that we do have our supporters. And in a sense, I apologize for being bamboozled. I apologize for being deceived. I had no idea how evil Trump and the people around him were, like Jack Posobiec and Sebastian Gorka. These fuckheads. They had the WikiLeaks emails, and instead they let Julian Assange go down. As more time passes, more of you will wake up, more of you will do the research and realize what happened the last several years. And what else did I want to relay to you guys? That's pretty much it, you know? Make sure you get the newsletter if you don't yet. and the videos on TikTok. I'm going to keep putting them out. Doesn't take me very long. We're up to about a quarter of the audience we used to have on YouTube, which is huge. And today, if I had a choice between YouTube or TikTok, right, if they gave me YouTube back, I would prefer TikTok. We reach potentially more people. YouTube has gotten so thin-skinned. You upload anything and there's this disclaimer on your video. This has not been reviewed by the CDC or the White House. It's like, what is this shit? What is this fucking trash? You chomo chuds in Northern California who fuck kids. Fuck kids and you're added in the WikiLeaks and you can't let your fellow Americans upload videos anymore. It's shameful. What Google and YouTube have turned into is totally shameful. You won't let people upload videos without this goddamn comfort blanket taking up the bottom third of the screen. These claims have not been reviewed. Well, why would they be reviewed? It's just some guy's opinion. Why the fuck would the CDC look at every single video that's uploaded to the internet? And why is the CDC the final word on what you can say in America in year 2022? That's not in our Constitution. Some unelected creeps at the CDC decide what you can upload. So YouTube is done. Again, between the two, I prefer TikTok. I realize a lot of younger people use it, and a lot of older people have some kind of prejudice against it because they've heard on TV how bad it is. They're telling you it's so bad because they can't control it. That's what it is. They can't control it, and its parent company is Chinese. So if it really does well, it's going to make money for China, not for Google. That's their hang up. And hey, if Google wanted to make a shitload of money, they should have let people upload what they want to upload. This level of censorship is fucking disgusting. These Pizza Head chomo chuds don't even let us speak in our own country. So we rely on Chinese video apps. What a world.
You're listening to Fulcrum News. Real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.